Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. We are here again. It must be Friday. It must be 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We know what that means. It is time for the greatest show on earth, now that Ringling Brothers is gone. This is with all due respect, Jim Alice here with Rick Wright on the East Coast. I'm here over here on the West Coast watching the wind on Coronado Island. And we're here with the show. Hey, Ricky, how's it going today?
Jimmy, is going well, and I'm it's good to be back with you again over here on the East Coast, and I was looking forward to this show and this subject. So, with all due respect, and with all, I guess, time respect, you want to catch up? You want to get into it? What do you think?
Let's see. Well, our topic is Valentine's Day and bringing romance into a relationship. That's a pretty big topic. I mean, the big topic is the romance. You know, Valentine's Day, that comes and goes, you know, with Hallmark. And the best part of Valentine's Day for me, I mean, one of the best parts, besides surprising my wife and all that, is that Valentine's chocolate the next day is like at least half off. At the stores, you know, you can get so much more chocolate if you just wait one day for your buck. But let's dive into it, because at first you were you not that interested in the topic, or how did that go when I first brought it up?
For me, you know, it's interesting because it's because I'm glad we're actually doing this topic. So romance, you know, being romantic. Valentine's Day, you know, what comes with Valentine's Day. And, you know, so when you said it, I was like, you know, I shot back, you know, I don't celebrate it with my wife. And it's not like we're like, you know, F, you know, Valentine's Day. It's just that we get that it's a Hallmark holiday. You know, people make a big deal. You know, we were out over the weekend, and, you know, we just saw like a lot of people out and about. We went to you know, I saw a place had a menu. It was a Valentine's Day menu already. It wasn't even Valentine's Day. So, you know, and then Valentine's Day itself. So you were just saying about the chocolates, about how you can get chocolates cheap, you know, the day after. And you know, if you go out to eat that night, it's a limited menu. So it's like all these different things that sort of turned me and my wife you know, not against Valentine's Day, but you know, we like to think that we celebrate it every day. You know, I don't need a special day to be romantic or, you know, loving with my wife. And, you know, and then there's also a lot of people that don't have relationships. When I did my meditation that morning, the Calm app was about, relationships. And it was, you know, there's a lot of folks that are single on Valentine's Day that are just like, you know, they're left out. And, so that's like my view on it. What do you give me what you're with you and your wife? What does Valentine's Day look like?
Well, let's see. For us, well, first I want to answer that, but first I want to ask for your wife and yourself. Is it like you don't want to feel like obligated? Like, oh, we're obligated this one day. There's like this pressure on one day. Is it a sense of that, or is it a sense that you said we like to just be all encompassing, celebrating as it, you know, as it arises? Is there a sense of obligation or no?
I'll take it a step deeper, right? My wife and I, we don't celebrate Christmas. Like, as far as we celebrate Christmas, of course, but we don't celebrate by, and I think we had this conversation, you know, during Christmas time. We don't share, you know, we don't get gifts for each other. You know, we don't get cards for each other, you know. We, for birthdays, I don't really celebrate my birthday. Like, I don't go over, you know, all overboard. I, you know, usually go out to eat or have something, you know, a meal. And my, you know, my wife does the same thing, but she doesn't get me a card. You know, she tells me, you know, happy birthday. She writes me the little nice notes, but we don't make it like, you know, what society sort of wants you to make it. And that's, you know, go out and spend money and buy gifts and get a card and all these other things. And it's not like we don't, you know, we're cheap or we're frugal and we don't want to do that. If we need something, if I need something today, I go get it. I don't need to wait for, you know, my birthday, or my wife doesn't say, well, I'm going to, you know, get, you can get me that for my birthday. Remember when you were a kid, like you wanted something and,
right,
you know, your parents would be like, well, you know, we'll get it for you for Christmas. We'll get it for you on your birthday. You know, we don't really need to do that anymore. So, you know, so that sort of, and then we threw Valentine's Day in there, you know, like we don't, the one holiday, this is, I'll tell you, the one holiday that we do celebrate is our anniversary. And we do some special stuff on New Year's, you know, to complete the year and to you know, set up the new year. So we do that. But the rest of it is like I said, Hallmark holidays, I feel.
Right. Right. What day is your anniversary?
It's, oh Jesus, Jimmy, you put me on the spot now. It's May. It's May 15th.
It's on the calendar. May 15th. Mm-hmm. Well, we should make that a holiday then. But no, what I want to say around this is, I talked to a guy before Valentine's Day, a man in my men's organization. He's here in San Diego. What are you gonna? Are you doing anything? He goes, oh, I guess I should. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll just go get some flowers and chocolate. I'm like, man, that is like the worst attitude to have. All right. If you're going to do the Hallmark holiday, you better do it right. And I think right means, like, either put some real thought into it and some real surprise and some real love, or just don't do it. Because you think a woman's not going to, like, pick up on the fact that you're just throwing some flowers at her because you're obligated? It's bullshit. Women are, you know, they're pretty damn intuitive. And if they're if you're married to them or if you're connected with them, they're going to freaking know. And so you might as well save your money and wait until you really feel it. And if you don't feel it, then get some help. That's the way I feel. Because I don't know. Because we've dealt with it on our men's team, you know, like, you know, really be in touch with what you love about your woman and then give from there. If you have any problems, which are yours and yours alone, if you have problems in your relationship, you know, they are from you. If you're feeling the problem, then get some help around it and then, you know, bring yourself up to a place where you can give. And because I think deep down men want to. I mean, I guess I'm projecting, but I would imagine men want to give to their woman and, you know, have her beaming or smiling and feeling great. I would think, what do you think? Do you think men are wanting that, or is it just, I don't know, something missing?
I think most men, being really authentic, are like, they fucking dread it. They're like, oh my God, I gotta get soaked by, you know, they can buy a dozen roses, like you said with the chocolate, buy a dozen roses the day after for like half the price. You know, they're just gonna get soaked and sucked in with these teddy bear commercials and this other shit. And and unfortunately, some women really might base how some women base, you know, on what they get and how their husbands treat them or boyfriends treat them on how they're treated on these days, when it shouldn't be judged on one day. If the guy's a knucklehead and he's treating you like an idiot, you know, but he gives you a really, really nice piece of jewelry on Valentine's Day, what, that floats him all the way to Christmas? Like, it doesn't, like, it's sort of, you know, let me ask you this. Do you know how Valentine's Day started?
I don't know. Did somebody kill someone or something? I don't know.
It was started by McGillicuddy Hallmarkus, the founder of Hallmark. Nah, that's fake news. Don't print that. Don't let that go viral.
You're so good at that. I swear to God.
here's a fact. 150 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged annually. It makes Valentine's Day the second most popular card sending holiday after Christmas. Can you imagine? Did you buy a card for your wife this year?
I did not buy a card, no.
Good.
I did
because
make.
I was going to tell you.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
It would have cost you about $8 with, you know, for a piece of paper that you know, that literally cost, you know, 23 cents to put together.
No, what I ended up doing is something that I felt she would value more, which is, you know, because online, I mean, you can get these greeting card programs. You can make your own card, print it out, double-sided. And what I could add to it is a picture of Hennessy, the love of her life, which is
okay.
our our Akita dog. So she opens up a card that, you know, has sentiments from me and Hennessy. And in it, I said something like, oh, we wish you joy, you know, joy, happiness, you know, success, and kibble. And after that, I said, P.S., you know, Hennessy wanted to say that last word. She thought it made sense, you know. So I made it lighthearted, but I made put the picture of Hennessy on there. She's, like, beaming. She's happy. And that's where I come from. It's like, do I want to see my wife beaming and happy? Do I want to see her upset? I mean, fuck. Why not? Like, why not? Especially since it's, you can do so much little effort, so much little time to put into mm-hmm. something that could really make your wife or girlfriend or whoever happy. I'm just wondering why not, you know? It just seems fucking crazy not to to give them that way. But, you know, that's me. I mean, I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I've loved to surprise people with creativity mm-hmm. and things like that. And so it's been a path of mine. So it's just natural for me.
That's cool. But, yeah. Listen, that's great. That's what I think it should be. That's what I think most of these holidays should be. It shouldn't be go out, you know, go into hock to show somebody how much you like them or love them. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Let me ask you this. Let me tell you this. And again, these are facts off the intranet, the interwebs.
Okay.
It actually started 2070 AD. It was a pagan festival in February. Yeah. So it goes back like a long time. And interesting thing is the reason it's on February 14th was the beginning, supposedly in France and England, February 14th was the beginning of the birds' mating season. So that's like when it started, like all the birds started mating and stuff.
Oh.
And,
yeah. That's good. I mean, they should make it a mate. Forget the cards and the chocolate. It should be about mating. It should be about sex. Then I think the men would be more on board. Yes. Okay, women, now's the time. However your man wants to mate. It's bird season. It's time.
Yes.
Why is there not that? That would make sense. They should at least do that as well.
That would be cool. And it'd be like in every card, since you're paying $8, it should be like, thank you, know, you're the love of my world, you worldly goddess, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then it should be love, you know, knucklehead. And then at the bottom, it should have a space. What position? Like, you get to name the position that you want that night. Like, it'd be like position, like doggy, you know, cowgirl, you know, reverse, you know, reverse lefty, you know, around, reach around the back, donkey punch, you know, rusty thread, you get all rusty trombone, you get all like just crazy shit.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So, wait, donkey punch. Can you explain that one? I don't think that's.
No, that's not a sexual position. That's actually, oh my God, if I say what the, well, you can look it up. You know what? Google it. I'm not going to say it.
We're rated R here. Okay.
All right. So a donkey punch. I'll give you a donkey punch. A donkey punch is a punch to the back of the head, and the reason you punch to the back of the head is so there's no bruising afterwards. So it's like sort of a punch you can get away with. And
okay.
Yeah.
So it could be sexual, it could not be. It depends on what she's interested in, ultimately. Cause
yes.
It could be. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it could be. Go ahead.
So
go ahead, James.
So it's kind of like. It's
I know you
like,
want to go somewhere with this.
I know. Well, I was saying, you're very so you know me so well, but I'm thinking like, so I would like check the box of pulling the back of the hair. Doggy style.
Yes.
That's what I would. But punching her head from behind. I mean, I think that unless I guess there's some kind of sadomasochism in there. Pulling the hair. That's the box I would check.
Nice.
I don't know what box. Would
Thank
you
for sharing.
What about you? Yeah. What about you? Any certain box you would check in this make believe world of mating Valentine's cards?
I would put Dirty Sanchez.
Oh great! Another term. Do we need to Google that too?
You can go to the Urban Dictionary for that. It's either that or the Houdini.
You're making shit up.
No, I'm not, dude. Unfortunately, I know a lot of very interesting Urban Dictionary sexual slang terms. Rusty trombone, Cleveland steamer.
Oh my God. I'm gonna guess. Okay, this is what I'm gonna guess then. I'm gonna guess that Houdini is your wife suspended upside down in some contraption where she's in a straitjacket and there's some form of submersion involved. Am I close?
No. It is, and I'm not going to put my wife in that position, but the Houdini is when you're having sex from behind, you pull out, you spit on her back, so she thinks you climaxed,
okay.
But you didn't, but you hold it back. But when she looks back to see, then you hit her in the face with an actual climax. So it's like a Houdini. It's like, you know, it's like you're tricking her. It's like you're tricking. Yeah. Tricking the woman or man, it could be a man thing.
Yeah, be open minded here. Yeah, okay, I get you now. Wow, you're just a wealth of knowledge. Who knew that a Valentine's show would go into this area if men are talking? Well, I guess it could be a guess. I guess we could guess that. But what about? Have you known any men that like to receive gifts? Or would feel let down if they didn't get a Valentine's? Something?
Thank God. You know what? Thank God. I don't know any man.
I don't
either. That would be upset if he didn't get anything.
That's the first time I ever even thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be... my team meeting was Wednesday because we actually meet on Tuesdays, but because of Valentine's Day,
we meet on
Tuesday in honor of it. But it seems like most of my men were able to do what they needed to do, take care of their women, take care of their families. What was cool was I saw a lot of on Facebook and different friends that I know. Apparently, and I don't know if it's a coincidence because they aren't in the same school districts or same areas, they were doing a lot of father-daughter sweetheart nights, like in dances. I saw a lot of that going on over here. It was mostly on the East Coast. I don't know if I don't know what you guys had over there, but I saw that. I don't know if that's supposed to coincide with Valentine's Day, but it was sort of interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and it's interesting. I had never thought of that concept that how men wouldn't even, they wouldn't be upset if they didn't receive something. But I definitely enjoy giving, and I was able to, I don't think I've talked about this, but I write poetry, right? I write poetry for myself, and I actually have a service where I write poetry after interviewing someone, and it could be for a birthday or a holiday or Christmas or an anniversary. I've written different poetry, and I got to do two men in my San Diego men's division were interested in a Valentine's poem for their wife. So I got to interview them. I got to write this epic poem, that would be, it rhymes and it goes over their life together. And the response I got back was overwhelming. I mean, they were just like so blown away, and it just really made me happy that I could use my creativity, even if it's for another man to give to his wife and his girlfriend. So it was pretty cool, experience.
Yeah,
that is cool.
The unfortunately, I went to the Urban Dictionary.
Oh God! Now where are we?
Which one are we looking at? Now? I don't even. I just put in there the dirty gas pump.
And it's
for one person, I guess it is. But yeah, my God, man, the stuff that there's, no, I don't know the I don't know the names or what these are, because I just had to read that. I don't know what the dirty gas pump is, right? So what I got was, I got dirty gas pump, dirty Sprite, dirty pillows. There's just like, I just typed in the word dirty, and you don't even know what comes up. Again, this is on the Urban Dictionary, folks, if you're following along at home.
So wait, so you decided to type in the word dirty just...
Yes.
Just because? I mean, just because? Like, that's the word that came to you?
Well, I know the dirty Sanchez. You know, I know, I've heard that
Sanchez
term before. Yeah, heard that,
okay.
You know. So
oh,
I sort of just figured, let me just go out, because I don't know, you know, I'm trying to figure, see more, and they have a list. They, you know, if you want to browse, you just browse your words. So, but I don't know. Anyway.
So is there anything you found
so,
that you want to share with the world? I mean, did you find anything you want to share, like, with
No, not really.
Far.
Just like, you know, just some fun stuff, but not, I don't know if I want to. It's again, you know what? It's probably at this point we probably wore it out. We'll save it. For,
yeah.
You know what? We'll save it for another show. We'll do Urban Dictionary, and we'll just do like, we'll do Urban Dictionary roulette. We'll just type in like the first letter. Like, I'll put in right now, I'll put in L. Well, Well, I don't know. Should I put in B? How about balls?
Balls.
Balls to the wall, balls deep, balls out. Ballastic teabagger, ball drop, balls of steel, ballsy, balls are touching.
Oh my God.
Let's see what ball sack teabagger is.
Oh yeah, I wonder
a golf
what that
accessory.
Could be. It's hard to imagine. Oh, it's
a golf.
Oh, it's a golfing thing.
Yeah, a golf accessory that has a compartment for balls and a compartment for tees.
Okay, so it has
nothing to do with
a ball sack on top
no.
of anything specific. Okay, so I'm confused. And I guess maybe you have to go to the American Heritage Dictionary to find out that definition of tea bag or whatever. Yeah, okay.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm on again, browsing. I don't know if it's sexual or not sexual. I'm looking, I typed in sack. Okay, so I typed in sack. So I'll give you three you get to choose from. Sack attack, sack up, or sack chaser.
Sack, let's go with sack chaser for 50.
All right, sack chaser, what do we got?
What is...
Wow. Do you want to take a guess?
Okay, is it S-A-C or S-A-C-K?
It's S-A-C-K.
Sack chaser is someone who tries to get a lot of women into bed.
It's,
is that right?
I don't know if it's long. No. Take another shot. Or...
Sack chaser. Is it a kind of drink? A drink?
No.
Alcoholic?
Nope.
I'm out. Back to you.
It is a woman. Hear this. A woman using a man for money.
Oh.
Sack chaser.
Have you ever had a sack chaser in your life, Rick?
No. Thank God. And then in a sentence, a sack, a chick that will kick it till the weed is gone. That's a sack chaser. What do we got?
We got a dog in the bathroom.
Hennessy sees let me guess, a squirrel.
She sees a sack chaser. That's what she's seeing right now. No, she sees a little, I should take a picture of it, yeah. We're at the Embarcadero near Coronado in a car. She's in the back and barking away at a little dog. Why don't they leave?
Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about the sack clack? And they got it. They have a GIF showing what that does.
Where are you right now? Are you still in the dictionary?
I'm still in the dictionary.
And they have a picture of what's the word?
Sack clack. C-L-A-C-K.
That's when you two men are... It's wrong, whatever it is. I don't know what that clack.
The picture's even worse.
They're like clacking their balls together in some way so the woman can do a double oral?
Sort of in the ballpark.
The ballpark, yeah, I get it.
Get it?
I don't know. Yeah, I get it.
It is the act of being completely naked while thrusting so hard that your ball sack starts to smack against your taint loud enough that you can hear a clapping sound. Sack clack.
Sack clack. And that, well, we won't need to, we won't have to find out if you've had that experience.
No.
Sack clacking. Does that mean you have big balls or you're just really fast?
I would assume that you would have to be But you would have to have both.
Both.
So, So I would envision like an older gentleman that's skinny, that might have had some gravity advantage, but still in good shape.
And he's in good shape, so we can speed along there, right? So he's all right. So
yes.
Okay. Is that the picture? Is that what you're looking at?
No. It's actually a heavier guy in jeans. And it's like a fast motion, and he's thrusting in the air. It's pretty silly. It's no shock to me. I look back at our board, and I don't see anybody calling in to add to the hijinks.
Not even the FCC, or not even anyone trying to stop this shenanigans?
No, the blog, police.
I guess this is what happens when two dudes... with all due respect, start talking about romance and Valentine's. It's becoming sack clacking. Oh my God.
It goes right to the sack clack.
There should be a day for that. I can't believe it. You know, Valentine's, why isn't there a sack clack day? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I know.
Where's the balance? Where's the fairness? I
don't know names.
Cool.
Yeah. So I just want one more interesting Valentine fact that I have it up there, but it's estimated, right? And again, this is where I was telling you about the cards. It's estimated that the greeting card companies, right? The greeting card association, an estimate that 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second. So just think about that.
Right.
Christmas has 2.6, right? Valentine's has 1. So just think about that amount of cards being sent, and the price, say average price per card is $5.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then the markup and the percentage on that is just phenomenal. So I actually know a man who's in greeting cards, and he is very well off. Great man. Very, very good man. But he's got a great business. Great business.
Yeah. Well, I would say around the card thing, like we had kind of touched on it, but I kind of want to leave on this note. I mean, sack clack stuff is fun. I mean, this is hilarious too, but I want to leave on the note that men would be wise to, I would think just tune in to not just the sex, because, like, you know, that's one way to express themselves, obviously, but also, like, just where, you know, whatever's really motivating them to be with their woman, right? I mean, the deeper places, and then to get from there, you know, women are going to know, and I think it's great when the women are able to receive at that level, because I think that makes the relationship just better and better, you know? I know. That's right. That's where I'm standing.
Well, here's where we're going to stand. I'll stand in there. We're going to wind the show down. Remember, with all due respect on Facebook, I'm Rick. This is Jim.
I'm Rick.
This is the show.
Awesome.
All righty, Jimmy.
Thanks.
I will talk to you,
buddy.
My friend.
Thanks for a great show. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, great show. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I might reach out. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to tell them I'm going to be leaving. Actually, we're leaving at the end of the ship, right? So, it's probably on the way or now?
I do. Did you get a card?
My mom has a card. She had a card for me. Let me get there. We'll just put it. I have a...
Did you get that cash I gave you? Where are they going from?
They're meeting from Princeton. I think for them it is the same at home, right?
Nope, because we're past
from
Princeton to go.
We're perfect from that. I'll say it shouldn't be there at home.
Just don't be. Okay, we're taking leave. I do need to go to the.